May 5, 1923. As many times as the soul enters into the divine will, so many ways does she open between creator and creatures. Finding myself in my usual state, I felt drawn outside of myself, but I could not see the azure heavens nor the sun of our horizon, but a different heaven, all of gold, studded with stars of various colors, more refulgent than sun. I felt drawn toward up high, and as this heaven opened before me, I found myself in front of a most pure light. And before this light, prostrating myself, I called all human intelligences into my intelligence, from the moment in which Adam began to break the union of his intelligence with that of his creator by withdrawing from the divine will, up to the last man who will exist upon earth, and I tried to give to my God all the honor, the glory, the submission, etc., of all created intelligences. And I did the same for all my other senses, calling all those of the other creatures into mine. All this, always in his lovable will, in which everything can be found, from which nothing can escape, even things that may not exist at the present moment, and in which everything can be done. While I was doing this, a voice came out from within the immensity of that light, saying, "As many times as the soul enters into the divine will in order to pray, work, love, etc., so many ways does she open between creator and creatures." And in seeing that the creature is making her way to go to it, the divinity opens its ways in order to meet its creature. In this encounter she copies the virtues of her creator, absorbs ever new divine life into herself, penetrates more into the eternal secrets of the supreme volition, and everything she does is no longer human in her, but divine. This divine operating forms a golden heaven within her, on which the divinity strolls, delighting in finding its own operating in the creature, awaiting the creature in order to receive her divine acts, and therefore open more ways for her in its divinity. And it keeps repeating with great love, "Behold, here is how, in my will, the creature comes closer to my likeness, she accomplishes my designs. She fulfills the purpose of creation." And while hearing this, I found myself inside myself.